Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Dogs are an important part of our lives, and keeping them protected is a top priority, especially against nasty parasites. That's why you gotta check out NexGard Plus, ofoxaconazole, moxidectin, and pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection that kills fleas and ticks, prevents heartworm disease. Plus, it treats and controls roundworms and hookworms. That's a whole lot of protection packed into a delicious beef-flavored, soft chew designed to make monthly dosing easy and enjoyable. So the next time you're at the vet, ask about NexGard Plus chews. They're the one-and-done monthly parasite protection you want for your dog. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
This is the Ruskin and Sack Podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing.
I know what you need. You don't need another breakdown of another turd of a basketball game by the Razorbacks. Today we need to laugh. And that is what we're going to do for the next 4 hours. We're going to laugh.
Somebody filling in?
It's a very... Oh, we've got high-quality comedy display for you here, coming up here on Ruskin and Sack.
I was ready to put the headset down and go. I figured we were having some sort of guest host today if we're going to laugh.
Well, we did mention him, and ladies and gentlemen, days after his birthday, Yakov Smirnoff! Hey, Yakov, way to go. No, it's not. We don't have him. We couldn't get him. We can't afford him. There you go. Here we are on this... Thursday afternoon, Ruskin and Zach, 866-285-4005 is how you can join us on the McLarty Daniel hotline. What do they do? Well, first of all, the Propaganda Plus documentary on last night's game has been canceled. It has been canceled. I don't know what they do with the footage. In the old days, you'd burn it because it was on film, but now I guess they just delete it.
Yeah, you just delete. It never happened.
You format the drive, the card, whatever it is, and
just get rid of it.
You move on.
Right.
That's how that works.
You label it as something else.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's how you lose videos. You label it as something else, right. Put it in a closet, and nobody ever suspects any different.
That's right. Yes. That is. There will not be a documentary on the Razorbacks' trip to Oxford in the near future. Instead, a six-hour sit-down with Dave Van Horn coming soon. So stick around for that, because that's where the optimism
is. That's what will make you feel good.
It's time to pivot. DQ is here as well. DQ, good afternoon.
Hi.
Did you have to watch that thing last night?
I listened to part of it.
Oh, boy. Wow. Okay.
Only the first half.
Okay.
It wasn't that bad on the first half.
The first half, yeah. Yeah,
that's your opinion.
Then I looked at the score at the final, and I was quite surprised.
Here's how bad things are, Zach. Trailing by 12 at halftime is a good thing. That's how bad it is.
Yeah,
that's how bad it is. I was sitting here watching the game because I was doing the post game, and there's not enough time to get from my house to here. So I end up watching most or all the games here when I do postgame. And I'm just sitting here thinking of all the things that are more pleasant than watching this basketball team play.
Root canal.
Root canal. Okay, that was the number one answer. If we're
Proctology
playing Family
exam.
Feud style. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Walking on coals.
Yeah. Funeral.
Right. These are all things that are more agreeable.
Either as a patron or the subject of. Both are more pleasant than this basketball team. I mean, you talk about a group of individuals that have managed to suck the joy out of life. I mean, they have done it. I mean, it is just there is zero enjoyment at all in watching these games. None for anybody.
Well, finding out that Tremont Mark's not going to play 30 minutes before the game, that, you know, he'd been dealing with migraines all day, and you find out that your best player's not going to play. Then you lose Brazil at halftime, and you knew coming out in the second half it was going to be a struggle, and they didn't let us down. It was a struggle.
No.
It was an absolute struggle.
I cleaned up on the Bet Saracen app, though. I cleaned up because I knew. Well, I didn't know the mark thing, but I. You said double digits, and I always go the other way on that. You're like Biff Tannen, man.
You're welcome.
You're the luckiest man in America.
You are welcome.
That's right. If you bet against Zach, you'll never lose.
Never lose.
When he puts
Absolutely.
The double digit jinx on somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope everyone else made out like a bandit, like I did last night, because you know I'm gonna go put a pool in the summer. So
Good
I mean,
for
I'm
you.
Very excited about that. Well, when I parlay this, so you got to let it ride.
Right.
I'm gonna parlay this into a win Saturday,
mm-hmm.
and then you know I've doubled my money more. Or
what
less.
If I say like Kentucky by double digits?
Oh boy, that. See, why'd you have to do that?
I didn't say that.
An example.
Yeah, but what if I did say that?
Oh. Well, that would confuse everything,
mm-hmm.
I suppose. That would mess everything up. That would
right.
mess up my system, honestly.
Right.
That is my system.
Hey, guys, we've got a bit of a situation down here. I'm in the upside down today.
Yeah? What is the situation?
They have these little family gatherings occasionally. Phil was here today. Matt, Christian, everybody was here today.
Yeah.
And I sort of walked in on it. We weren't invited.
Yeah. Are you stunned by this?
Yeah, then Christian told me just a little while ago that the building smells better now that I've been here.
What does that mean?
Didn't know how to take that, but I'm assuming it was a compliment of some sort. Also, have you been down here recently, Derek?
I can't think of the last time I went.
Okay, there. They're building an apartment complex across the way, and I think I got some whistles, some cat calls, because I was out in the parking lot with my arms extended, spinning around like a Disney princess, because I am enjoying both heat and water today. So I don't know.
The construction people were checking you out?
They were giving me a little bit of but I had my arms open and I was spinning around like a Disney princess because I was enjoying the finer things in life.
We have had nearly many a fight in that front yard in the time that this company's been around. Let me tell you.
The number of fights that have almost happened in that front yard would rival the Alma Sonic.
Yes, it is our own broadcasting version of Alma Sonic.
It is.
We've had people.
You have when you show up, you have to go. You know, double tap the tree. That's what you got to do. I think I parked in Tommy's spot too. Now I'm not moving, but I think I parked in his spot.
Yeah, well,
because Betty gave me the stink eye when I walked in.
Well, when the tow truck shows up, you'll know that you're in Tommy's spot. So I thought we could. I know the texters love to participate, and they were on fire yesterday. So we'll try and stretch this single into a double and see if we can come up with some more creative and things that are more entertaining than watching the Arkansas basketball team play. You can text him in.
Abner has suggested walking in on your wife. I would rather that than watch Arkansas play basketball right now.
Yeah? Yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I think we're counting that. We are going to count
All right, we're going to get the N1 on that? Okay,
yes,
cool.
That's right. Yes. Josefa would rather eat stale croutons than watch Arkansas basketball.
Okay.
Which is funny because croutons are just stale bread.
Yeah, it's stale anyway, so.
Double stale.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Dufresne, who is a felon, says that prison is more fun than watching Arkansas basketball. Think about that, guys.
He would know.
He would know. He would absolutely know. Paul and Fort Smith would rather go to a dentist.
Oh, yeah. I love my dentist. Mm. I would go to the dentist.
Here's a text of the 870, shopping with my mother-in-law.
Ooh. Okay, that might be the clubhouse leader right now. That is, although well, hang on. I love shopping with my future mother-in-law.
Of course,
I
mean, you do. Yeah. I've met your future mother-in-law. She's delightful.
That's right. Yeah, yes, right. It is a good time. Yeah.
Text out of the 479 says AA was more enjoyable.
Oh.
Wow.
What step would this team be on? Have they admitted they have a problem yet?
Not yet, no.
Okay. So we're still in denial then. Okay.
Here we go. MA in Hot Springs says gender reveals. Even the bad ones. Better than watching the... Oh, Smack Daddy says he'd rather watch the football team.
Wait a minute. That's pretty bad. Okay, hold on. We got to slow down here. We got to slow down.
Oh, my God.
Does this involve gender reveals with botched archery? Is that another?
Well, we're lucky, Derek. We have a representative on staff who's an expert in botched gender reveals.
That's
DQ?
Right.
It wasn't very enjoyable to watch.
DQ, would you rather watch Arkansas football or basketball?
Oh, man.
That's a poll question.
Wow.
I think still basketball.
Really?
It's okay. Faster pace.
All right. Here's somebody that would rather have 10 kids and not be able to claim them on his taxes.
To DQ's point, the games are shorter in basketball than football, so it's a quicker march to the electric chair.
It's a mirage.
That's right.
It only feels that way.
That's right. I mean, I think we got that a hair under 2 hours last night, which was pretty good.
Do you need a reliable roofing company that you can call at a moment's notice? United Roofing and Waterproofing is the answer to your issue. Joey Vivano and his team service commercial, residential, and industrial roofs. Consultations are always free, and you can schedule them online at unitedrw.com. Call Joey at 479-312-7369. That's 312-7369. You can also check out United Roofing and Waterproofing on Facebook and Instagram.
BetOnline is your number one source for all of your betting needs. Get the latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right on your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign in today and get in on the action. Remember to use the promo code BLEAV, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Dogs are an important part of our lives, and keeping them protected is a top priority, especially against nasty parasites. That's why you gotta check out NexGard Plus, Afoxolaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel Chewable Tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection that kills fleas and ticks, prevents heartworm disease, plus it treats and controls roundworms and hookworms. That's a whole lot of protection packed into a delicious beef-flavored, soft chew designed to make monthly dosing easy and enjoyable. So the next time you're at the vet, ask about NexGard Plus Chews. They're the one-and-done monthly parasite protection you want for your dog. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Save big money on protecting your garden now at Menards. Messina's Animal Stopper is a liquid repellent that prevents pesky animals from damaging your garden. Available in a convenient, ready-to-use bottle. It lasts for up to 30 days, regardless of weather and watering. Save big money on Messina's Animal Stopper at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Derek, are you currently putting max effort into turning your baggy pants into just pants?
Already ahead of you, my man.
All right. 69% of you said no. 30% of you said yes. DQ, must you conceal your happiness when plans get canceled?
Oh, I love when plans get canceled.
That's not what I asked. I asked, must you conceal your happiness when plans get canceled?
Yeah, but over text, it's very easy to do.
Okay, 72.4% of you said yes, you must conceal your happiness. DQ, have you ever bought new clothes specifically to avoid doing laundry?
No.
64% of you said no. 36% of you says you have.
Idle and, rich.
And DQ, can anything be an appetizer if you eat food afterwards?
Yes.
91.4% of you said yes. Those are Ruskin and Zach X polls brought to you by Unlimited Heat and Air in Springdale, 479-225-8809.
Like wings are an appetizer for some reason, but that doesn't make much sense to me. That's a
Cordon meal. Bleu can be an appetizer if you eat 20 minutes later.
Yeah. You have to have chase it down with a steak or a chili dog or something. Then yeah, that's right. That's what you can do. So DQ, like, I'm curious. I want to see what's in the mailbox. Like,
yeah,
it
really
could be jam-packed with stuff.
It probably is. The mailman's probably hates us.
Yes. No question.
But I don't do a lot of online shopping, so I never have to go look at the mailbox.
What is the...
I'm never expecting anything, and I never write down... My parents' address is still my address on everything.
What is holding you back from going to the mailbox?
It's a bit confusing.
No, it's not.
There are lots of mailboxes.
Yes, and they all have numbers on them, and one of those numbers corresponds with where you live.
Yeah, so the numbers correspond to where I live, but then you open the mailbox and you get a key to another mailbox. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that means you have a package.
It's very odd.
Yeah, that means you have a package, DQ.
I've never seen anything like it before.
If you look on the key, can you imagine how many of those little windows are just jammed up with her packages because she's got like 14 keys in there?
I don't order anything.
You don't know that?
Wow.
What's keeping you from going to the mailbox?
I'm not expecting any mail.
At what point do you feel like you're obligated to go to the mailbox?
When I'm expecting a package.
Okay, that's not how the mail works.
Are you wanting to just this end the mail like Kramer did in that Seinfeld episode?
Well, I'm not expecting anything, and if I get mailed something important, it's going to go to my parents' house.
You may have some like magazines in there or something. You don't know.
But
every now and then you're
subscribed to magazines.
It's like Storage Wars. There could be anything in that.
There truly could be anything. That's so true.
Your utility providers from time to time will send you money because they've overcharged you throughout the year.
That's also true. Yeah, that's true.
I don't think
so. There could be money in there.
I don't think that's true.
Free money.
No, that's 100% true.
Free money.
It's all online. They're not overcharging.
Oh, yes, they overcharge all the time to cover their losses.
That's right, yes.
So, but at the end of the year, they will send you a refund check. Sometimes Derek's got a couple of them. I mean, sometimes they're like $13, but $13 is $13.
Hey, that's a meal.
That's right.
Hey, it's nothing to sneeze at. Yeah. I feel like this is like a Ruskin and Zach Storage Wars. We should take a camera crew and go over there and open the mailbox
and
see what's going on.
I'll go open it and I'll send y'all a photo of how full it is.
Ethan in Atkins, a mailman, does hate you. Your mail out of the dang box.
I'm sorry. I just forget about it. I don't expect
Robin Fayetteville,
anything.
As a rural mail carrier, I hate it when people don't clean out their mailbox daily.
Mm. Yeah. I enjoy checking the mail every day.
Why?
Well, because...
what are you expecting?
Nothing. It's a surprise every day. You never know what's going to show up.
Gilligan got a $34 check, a rebate check. Just the other day.
Yes. How about that?
But
that's two meals.
None of the bills are in my name.
Okay, so your roommate may have money sitting in your... Go open your mailbox.
It's just not something I remember. I park on the side where I don't see the mailbox. I never remember it's...
How much trouble would it be for you to park near the mailbox?
Well, I don't want to park there. Uh-huh. I park on the other side.
Can I read a text from Rob here on the other thing we were talking about?
Yes,
because
please.
This made me laugh out loud. Rob in Hot Springs on the McCarty Dino Hotline. The Razorbacks look like the Washington Generals. Ole Miss should have used the confetti in the bucket routine. At least it would have been entertaining.
The Meadowlark Lemon routine, yeah.
Way to go, Rob. That's fantastic. Thank you for your effort there on the things more fun than watching the basketball team play topic of the day here on Ruskin and Zach.
Here's a text out of the 479. My basketball NIL refund check might be in his mailbox.
Oh, no, sir. No, I'm sorry. All sales are final. If you invested in NIL, I'm sorry. And don't try and take the money back, because then the players will start quitting again, and we don't want that. So you know, you gotta pay them. I'm sorry.
Now Josiah says you can sign up for informed delivery from the USPS.
That's what I have.
That will tell you exactly what's in your mailbox.
I have, boy. That. But even that, then, I like
DQ. Go sign up for that right now, so we can see what's in your mailbox.
Here's how informed delivery works, though. Occasionally, there is a piece of mail that they can't scan an image of. So it'll in the email, it'll say, this item, we don't have an image for. So you're like, well, what could that be? You don't know.
Does it have like a description, like ticking?
No. It just says this, because they scan everything, and they just send you a picture of what they've scanned for that day for your mailbox. Like, I'm getting some from the insurance company today.
DQ, would you sign up for that right now so we can see what's in your mailbox?
Does every mailman scan every single piece of mail that...
Well, it's not the mailman. It's the facility. It's
the facility.
The sorting facility scans it.
Yeah, the mailman's got enough. He's got enough to do trying to jam new mail into your mailbox.
That's right.
I'll go see what's in there.
It's not retroactive. It would just be today's delivery. Right.
Well, that's
so you wouldn't get an email with, 10,000 pictures on it.
Abner in Pine Ridge says this is a Karnak routine. The U.S. mail, poor people. Name three things DQ ignores.
Sis boom ba. Describe the sound of a sheep exploding. Let's see here. Patricia claims a colonoscopy is more fun than last night's game.
No offense. How would you know?
Here's a text. The NIL donation needs a disclaimer. Past performance does not guarantee future results.
Yeah.
I don't think that's in the paperwork, though. I don't think that's in the paperwork. It should be in there, though.
I was thinking about this last night at halftime. I got up to go make some dinner, and I was watching the game. Let this season be a very cautionary tale about reading the names on the front of the jerseys and just assuming, because there are bodies that fill them, that they are good. Because this team is so deficient in so many ways, and we just missed it. We just whiffed on it. We just assumed that certain players were going to take over certain roles, and it was just going to be this interlocking thing that was just going to take off and go. And if Musselman's goal is to – this is the argument against high school recruiting and having players in your program for a couple of years. If you're going to do this – and let's be honest, he is going to get rid of all 13 scholarship players. They're all going to go.
Get out.
Yeah, they're all leaving. And he's going to start over again. So at the beginning of next season, we once again will have no clue about what this team is. There are some underlying issues with that team, and they start in the locker room, it would appear. You said it, and I kind of laughed yesterday. I don't think they like each other.
No, I don't think so.
And I don't mean like they're ready to, start a street fight or anything. You just get the feeling that they don't enjoy playing basketball with each other.
Remember when those Mississippi State guys got in a fight over popcorn in Hawaii in the stands watching another game? Like, this group could be a contender for that, maybe, if they were ever sitting around watching a game. But that's not gonna happen until the SEC tournament, when they lose after the first game and they go home.
And here's the thing. I mean, your regular season is shot. I mean, Musselman is pulling so many things out of his bag. I mean, we saw guys play last night. I think he pulled out of the stands. And he's starting different combinations, just trying to get some sort of a spark. The regular season is shot. You are not qualifying for the tournament based on what you do in the regular season anymore.
Right.
He's got to find something that works, because your only chance to make the postseason right now is to make a run through the SEC tournament. And you're going to play, I mean, hell, the way this is going, if they only win like three or four games, they're going to make you play Monday. I mean, you're going to have to play like 18 games to get to the final.
He used 29 different lineup combinations in the game last night.
Yeah.
Which is unheard of. 29 different combinations. I don't have Ole Miss here, but they used a lot less than that, I'm pretty sure. Although, it is, if you're on the end of the bench right now on an opposing team, you're loving when Arkansas comes in, because you're going to get minutes. Like, plural. Like, minutes. Like, Matt Jones was talking about that last night. He's like, got to see the managers again enter the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, they were pulling people. Look, they were up by 29 at one point. And you're just sitting there going, this is unbelievable. At the beginning of the season, this team was ranked 15th in the country. Now, I mean, Riders have missed before. Like, UNC was number one last year and finished unranked, didn't make the tournament. So big misses are kind of part of the deal. But, I mean, if you're taking today and you know, in hindsight, obviously hindsight's 20/20, this team has no low post presence, zero.
Do you know how many rebounds the five got last night in the game?
The squadoosh.
Zero. The same amount I did.
Yeah, I heard Chuck talking about it. They got the squadoosh last night.
Yeah, Musselman said that after the game.
You can't go forward play. It's at times like this, like every coach I ever had, if we hit a bad patch, they would always say the same thing. I'm putting my best group out there. Pick your five best players. I don't care if they're 5'1 or 10'4. Put them out there and just let them play. Because right now, what you're doing, I mean, Devo played 7 minutes last night, didn't play in the second half.
Yeah, you got benched.
Finally.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's gotten to a point where I don't know who the best five are.
Well, that's the thing I was going to bring up is, okay, put the best five out there. Who are they?
Well, here's the real confounding part is that Tremont Mark's probably your best player, but he's unreliable. You don't know when he's going to be there. You know, he's missed games. You know, the migraine thing, that's something that doesn't go away. So you can't count on him every night. When he's there, great. If not, you know, you're kind of stuck. And, you know, for a team that was built to score, they can't score.
This is the softest basketball team. I mean, guys were falling down left and right last night. Like, I haven't seen a basketball team like this since Pelfrey was here. I really haven't. I mean, they are just incompetent.
Here's the most alarming part to me. Now, Musselman spent 4 years at Nevada, and his teams got steadily better to the team that he had last. His teams here hit, like, I mean, with that Moody team was the best team he had. That was a team with Justin Smith and that group. They were really good. Got to the Elite Eight, and they're on a downfall now. I mean, they've crested and they are regressing. They have gone backwards and backwards and backwards, and there's no relief in sight that you can point to next year and go, other than the fact you're going to have 11 roster spots.
The relief in sight is there will be 13 new players next season.
Right.
That'll be relief in sight.
And you cannot count on that.
Well, no. Because, I mean,
it's what you did this year.
No. But that's the relief is, in 6 weeks, the season will be over and we can move on with our lives. That's the relief inside here, but good Lord,
he's 42-35 in the league and unless things dramatically turn around, this will be back-to-back losing seasons in the league. He went 13-4 and 13-5 in years 2 and 3. And then, you know, again, we're regressing. This team is getting worse. They're going to go from, you know, last year's team. I mean, they were, you know, what were they the first year as a seed? I can't remember. But
year was COVID.
No. I mean, the first year they made the tournament. I can't remember what seed they were.
Yeah,
but they're going backwards. And obviously they missed on a couple of evaluations on this team on some players. And, I was sitting there last night. And just tell me if I'm way off here. I think they believed that between Blocker, Mitchell, Graham and Brazil, they had those four guys. That was their low post presence. Here's a problem. Graham and Brazil are not inside players, not rebounders. Right. Blocker you didn't know about. And Mekhi Mitchell, I mean, for everything that he's a wide body. He's a dude. You know, he's not a difference maker down low at all. Hasn't been, you know, in the time that you had him. So I don't know what they were thinking when they decided to roll with those four and not get a proven low post commodity. But you know, coming off the Sweet 16 and back-to-back Elite Eights, you had something to sell. Going into this portal season, man, you're selling Musselman, and that's it.
Yep.
You know, it's a trust-me thing.
In 21, that was the COVID tournament where Devo hit the shot to beat ORU in the Sweet 16. They were the 3 seed.
Yep.
The year after that, when they beat Gonzaga, they were the 4 seed. Last year, they were the 8.
Again, they're regressing.
Yeah.
Yep. So, you know, it's... You know, I believe in trend lines. I think that's a real deal, and that's scary that they're sort of regressing backwards. He could be under 500 in the league by the time the season's over.
Yes.
Think about that.
Yeah.
This is a guy that wins 72% of his games, and he could be under 500 by the time the season ends.
Yeah. All right, the McLarty Daniel Hotline here, 866-285-4005. But we're here to laugh. We're not here to talk about the the harsh reality of how bad this team is, and that they can't play dead in a cowboy movie this season in basketball. He's been blown out seven times at Arkansas. Only 4% of the games. He's coached 156 games at Arkansas. Seven of them, they've been blown out by 20 or more. And I think like three or four of those seven has been this season, maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
And this season, let's hope it's an outlier, that it's, you know, kind of a one-off deal. But they're going to have to spend a lot of time.
How can you
in
be
offseason.
Sure now? You're like,
well,
you
no,
said.
You, I mean, there's nothing guaranteed at this point. You have to hope. And what do we say around here? Hope's not a plan.
Well, the other thing too is that it's quite humbling what has happened here, and it's going to give everybody, like, there's no automatic. Oh, they'll be all right. They'll be all right. Like, there's no automatic. Like, people are going to have to see some stuff before they buy in moving forward.
We hope because you know what's going to happen. Everybody's going to see the name on the front of the jersey, Musselman. Everybody's going to get all gaga again. And we're not going to look at the roster. That's what we did. That was the mistake we made this year. When they were 15th and everybody was going nuts, everybody should have gone, you know, hold up. They still don't have a low post presence. Who's going to knock down shots from the outside? We haven't seen it. This is why I talk about data points. This is the reason. Is because this team, you know, walked off the bus and you were like, man, that's a good-looking team. Can't play basketball. That's a problem.
Yeah, and the reason that their practices are so good is because it's, you know, bad on bad in practice. They're not good. So when they play a real team in a game, they get exposed. I mean, anybody can look good in a practice. Your practices can be great. But when you're playing, real competition in a game, it doesn't matter what happens in the practice. Because, I mean, you're going to get found out. And Matt Jones explained that to me last night. That's the way it is, you know? Mm-hmm. When you've got, C-level talent playing C-level talent in practice, of course it's going to look good. You got C-level talent playing A talent in a game, you're going to get run out of the gym. That's what's happening now.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Dogs are an important part of our lives, and keeping them protected is a top priority, especially against nasty parasites. That's why you gotta check out NexGard Plus, afoxolaner, moxidectin, and pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection that kills fleas and ticks, prevents heartworm disease, plus it treats and controls roundworms and hookworms. That's a whole lot of protection packed into a delicious beef-flavored, soft chew designed to make monthly dosing easy and enjoyable. So the next time you're at the vet, ask about NexGard Plus chews. They're the one-and-done monthly parasite protection you want for your dog. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit truegreen.com, TRUGREEN.com, to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Save big money on protecting your garden now at Menards. Messina's Animal Stomper is a liquid repellent that prevents pesky animals from damaging your garden. Available in a convenient, ready-to-use bottle. It lasts for up to 30 days, regardless of weather and watering. Save big money on Messina's Animal Stomper at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Picture this, a cold winter's night and suddenly no heat. That's exactly what happened to us. But when we called Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric, they were right there. Their pros didn't just fix our heating. They brought back our home's warmth and comfort in no time. Even when our water heater started leaking, Pascal was the first name we thought of. Quick, professional, and so understanding. With Pascal's flexible payment options, we didn't have to worry about a big expense all at once. Now our home is comfortable and so is our budget. Schedule now at gopascal.com.
The Arlington Resort Hotel and Spa in downtown Hot Springs, Arkansas is the perfect destination for your next getaway. Join them for a romantic Valentine's Day getaway with a special dinner or romance package. Or if you're coming to town for live racing, they've got room for you every weekend, including Martin Luther King Day weekend and President's Day weekend. Experience all the luxury and hospitality of a Grand Southern Hotel. The accommodations are sure to please everyone. Visit ArlingtonHotel.com for more details. That's ArlingtonHotel.com.
Lots of text coming in here about basketball. We've lost the thread here of things more fun to do than to watch this.
Well, you got to get it out. It's like coming to a dinner party. You kind of get the business out of the way, then you can have your fun.
Okay. All right. I mean, like jury duty is a better assignment right now.
Jury duty is not terrible.
Well, you just want to fry everybody. That's the
I vote for the maximum.
That's right. Bring back old Sparky.
Sure, he's only been accused of jaywalking. Yeah, fry him anyway.
20 to life.
20.
Yeah, 40.
No. We're charging up old Sparky for jaywalking.
That's right. I like that. Let's see here. There's a text that says Arkansas set a record 64-point deficit in 3 games. Now it's a 90-point margin in 4 games.
Mm-hmm.
This is a record that will not be broken. Not even Lanny Van Eemen.
It's not going well. And I think that we all understand that. And I think everybody's kind of come to the realization that there isn't a fix for it either. There's nobody coming off the injured list that's going to save this thing.
No. It was poorly constructed from Jump Street. And now we're seeing that.
Right. And now there's nothing you can do about it. This is what it is. We're just going to have to ride this out. And, you know, Saturday will be fun for a minute until Kentucky takes the floor. And then, you know, the game's over. And you get the whole – from what I understand, you can go into the College Game Day thing for free.
Yeah.
They'll let you in, and then you got to leave.
Yeah.
Because
going to be funny is there's going to be a bigger crowd at game day than the actual game. That's going to be hilarious.
I think that place will be filled. I mean, it's Kentucky.
I'm not going.
Okay. That doesn't mean that no one else will.
I've convinced the old man to not go.
Really?
Yeah. We're not going.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. We got other things to do that are more enjoyable.
You want to do post-game?
No. I did my time this week.
Yeah, you did. You did. You definitely did last night.
61 minutes.
That's pretty good. Thank you. And now you've given me a target.
There you go. That's right. We kept it moving, man. I was home by midnight.
That's solid. Yeah. Abner says that he would rather ride on the back of Petrino's motorcycle than watch the basketball team.
Have we confirmed that that's still – because that guy has no shame. I'm pretty sure he has 2 motorcycles now. I mean, that would not surprise me. Do we
Probably
know anything
not.
About that? Any of the local dealers care to comment on this? We'll leave your name out of it. I'm just curious how that's
going. Ethan and Atkins would rather be DQ's mailman than watch basketball. So DQ,
another unenviable task.
Right. What's the controversy with the Stanley Cups now? They've got lead in them.
What?
Yeah.
Whoops.
Yeah, apparently it was the Jordan Belfort pump and dump, and these cups have lead in them. Is that what I read?
I bet that's not true.
No, it's true.
Wait a minute. I got something here. Have you owned a Stanley Cup? You may be entitled to compensation.
Mm-hmm.
Please join our class action. I guess got a new live read on that. And I like how it can't be true if DQ just doesn't want it.
Yeah, exactly.
True. Have you noticed that?
If DQ is for it, it can't be true.
Well, let me read.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do some research.
Because I would be willing to bet that it's not
true.
Something that's going to harm someone.
How about this? How about watching a debate between America's two least favorite old farts?
Okay.
How about that?
I don't know that I want to watch that.
I'd rather watch that than a basketball game. I'll be honest with you.
FedEx
and
guy
I hate
two,
them both.
The FedEx guy too is texting on the McLarty Daniel hotline. Now the Hogs have to play 2 good teams in this league, and then there's the St. Valentine's Day massacre when Tennessee rolls in on the 14th.
Well, you talk about ruining Valentine's.
Ooh,
right?
Boy,
go to that game.
That'll get you out of the mood.
That's right. It's another game I won't be attending, I'm pretty sure.
Yick.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So there's a lead material that seals the very bottom of the cup, but it's not accessible unless you cut the cup in half.
Okay, so it is true.
There is a little bit of lead, okay. But it will never, it cannot, it's not accessed by drinking out of it.
Okay.
So we got black mold and lead in the building.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yes. Yeah. The mold thing, that's fun.
Get Highlands on line one right now. Would you please?
Yep. Really. Text out the 479, a little bit of lead never hurt anybody. DQ, would you let us cut?
That's not entirely true, actually.
DQ, would you let us cut the bottom of your cup to find out?
No, they're expensive.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, here's someone who threw away his pregnant wife's Stanley Cup yesterday.
That is a man.
I don't know if you had to do that.
That is a man.
Hey, better safe.
Better safe than sorry,
right?
I guess.
Exactly.
He is toying with life.
A child's life was at risk here.
You're not drinking lead if that's what people are worried about.
Where did you do your residency?
Oh, my God.
She's very frustrated with you
right
now.
Of course she is. Because
very frustrated.
Because my opinion runs counter to hers. Mm.
That's not your opinion. You read a text.
No. Actually read something off Twitter.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, well, by God, that must make it true then.
It's on X, so it must be true. Yeah. I just simply asked the question. You said that there is a risk, and I was willing. You're poo-pooing the idea. At my advanced stage of life, I don't roll like that. I don't want to get to. I'm not willing to take the chance.
Here's a text that says removing wallpaper is more fun, easily more fun than watching a basketball team play. It is, it's just not. It is the least enjoyable basketball team to watch in probably 15 years. I mean, it's just brutal. Go back to the Michael Sanchez era for the last time. Mm. A team was this just uninteresting. Unentertaining, whatever you want to call it.
Muppet Branson says cats and Stanley Cups. DQ will defend them to the very end.
Any stainless steel cup has the same amount of lead in it.
Great. Drink up, everybody.
So you think there's you think Big Yeti is out to get Big Stanley?
Well, no, because they also have lead.
Oh yeah. That's true.
Yeah. So they're just turning a blind eye.
And the ball.
No lead is present on the surface of any stainless steel product that comes in contact with you or the contents of the container.
Is that signed Stanley Corporation?
Can we get Consumer Reports to investigate this? They're unbiased on this.
Now, remember, at one point, doctors were prescribing cigarettes.
Oh, yeah. That's right. They were.
We're very early in this.
Yeah. It's true. But we'll keep an eye. We'll follow up on this.
We'll put our we'll turn our legal team onto that.
We'll let you know what happens here. Is Tubin on our legal team?
God, I hope not. That would be bad.
All right. There is only there's a couple items here in the NFL update today, brought to you by Heartland Honda, Power Sports and Marine in Springdale, exit 72 off of I-49. Hey, the item is Jim Harbaugh. Is getting out ahead of the sheriff there in Michigan and going to go coach the Los Angeles Chargers with a new contract. Now, he's just going to coach. They're still looking for a GM, I believe, is what the arrangement is there. So that's always good to...
Let's go Charbaugh's.
That's right. That's always good to have the employee hired before the boss. So that is... but you know what? The Chargers are a poorly run organization, so... We should expect nothing less from Dean Spanos. So that's what's going on there with that. The other thing here, what's his name? Deebo Samuel, limited today in practice officially, according to the 49ers, with the shoulder injury. Didn't tear or break anything, but he is limited in practice today as the 49ers get ready to take on the Lions. So there you go. And everything else has been covered already. And the some guy I've never heard of is going to coach the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Dave Canales.
Sure.
Because nobody else wanted the job, so they're like, you take it. All right, fine.
You knew they were going to get somebody that a first-timer. You knew that.
Yes,
And this is what they got, so best of luck, Panthers.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. Dave Tepper assuming the rank of Daniel Snyder as worst owner, or at least most poorly perceived owner in the National Football League. He bought the team in 2018, and they are tied with the Jets for the worst record in the NFL over that time. He is the seventh head coach Tepper has hired.
Wow.
More than any other team since 2018. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. Seventh coach and a winning percentage of 31%. Go bad. Panthers, go.
That's right.
That is your NFL update. That's seven coaches in 6 seasons. That's bad.
That's not what you're looking for. Bad. Honestly, it's not what you're looking for. Abner says that Led has been a victim of propaganda by Big Graphite. Is that true?
I don't know. We'll have to get more of the Led lobby in and get their side of the story on that, I suppose. We need to look into that. All right. Let's see here. That's our NFL update brought to you by Heartland Honda in Springdale. Yes.
Bob and Branson says the FDA, known for their credibility and accuracy in product testing.
That's what I said. We got to get Consumer Reports involved.
We have to get a private independent firm.
Yes. Yes. Fair and balanced. That's what we have to do.
Mm. Great point here from a texter in Missouri. Led does not scare DQ because her mom let her play with mercury.
Oh, Led's nothing.
Yeah, Led's mercury. Nothing.
I should say a very small amount of mercury. And none was consumed.
That's good. That's outstanding.
Yeah. 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 So here is a text. Let's see here. Out of the 870, Nashville. After the wild ride with Ovechkin a few years back, there is way worse to worry about than the lead in the cup.
Bell? Thank you. Horn? Whatever else we got?
I believe he thought we were talking about Lord Stanley's cup.
Yeah, we're not.
Not the Instagram Stanley cup that every woman who's anyone... Junior high kids are getting bullied. I read an article because they don't have a Stanley Cup at school. They're getting bullied because they're not cool.
Yeah. It's a whole like school uniform argument again.
Yep. Oh, not again.
Oh, jeez.
You're all getting cheap Contigo water coolers and you're going to like them. All right. Isn't it Contigo? Isn't that the
Walmart? That's the Walmart brand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're all getting those. Shut
they're
up.
Pretty nice. I have a coffee cup.
I have a tumbler I use when I drink coffee for those middle of the night post game shows. Pretty good. I got no complaints. What are you eating?
You don't want to know.
All right. Stand by. We'll have more coming up.
You're listening to the Ruskin and Zach podcast brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing. Here to help with all your residential and commercial roofing needs. Call Joey and his team at 479-312-7369 or check them out online at unitedrw.com. Join the local conversation on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
Welcome to McLarty Daniel Country.
With 6 giant locations and over 3,000 vehicles, Northwest Arkansas is McLarty Daniel Country. Stop by one of our showrooms today to shop our full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
McLarty Daniel is proud to be your premier automotive destination.
Need service? We work on all makes and models 6 days a week. Plus, our full-service collision center can repair anything from a minor ding to a major collision. Have you visited McLarty Daniel Country?
Visit us online at McLartyDaniel.com.
In your Ruskin and Zach lineup card, Zach is out, and we are bringing in now Chuck Barrett here on Ruskin and Zach with us for the full hour here on the program. Chuck, how you doing?
Well, it's exciting for me to replace Zach today. Glad to be with you.
That's right.
I'm just here to do my part.
That's
fill
right.
Fill in for an hour.
That's right. That's right. It's 1 hour. That's all it is. That's all it is. I don't know where to begin, honestly, to talk about basketball, because it's obviously not a pleasant topic. No one really has anything uplifting and positive to say right now. I don't know. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do, Chuck. I mean, it was not enjoyable for anybody last night, and hasn't been for a lot of nights through SEC play.
Well, I think what was frustrating last night was it was over almost as quickly as it began. You know, it was... hey, this thing was decided not too far into it. And by not too far, I mean just a couple of minutes. You know, Ole Miss was the aggressor, and Arkansas is struggling right now. I mean, they're just struggling in every area. Pick your category. It generally is going the other way right now. And it was, I mean, everybody watched it. I mean, I'm not breaking any news. It was not pretty.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, it's – just another 20-point loss in conference play. Another just a 51-point outing. They're not a lot going well. They're blocking a lot of shots. I mean, they are one of the top teams in that, but that's about all there is right now. And everybody, I imagine, down there is searching for any kind of answer to just kind of get any kind of to relight the pilot light right now, because it's out right now, it seems like.
Well, I don't know that there are a lot of options, and I think that's another thing that's frustrating, is this is not a situation where, like, you know, you're waiting for your star to come back from an injury, or, you know, it's not like the pros where you can cut a couple of guys and hit the free agent wire and, you know, maybe find some help that way. It's just not there. He played everybody again last night, and, you know, just trying to find five guys who can, at least for a little while, mesh and be competitive and give some effort, and just been hard to find those guys, because right now, you know, there's some spots out there where, generally speaking, the other team's just been better. And it shows, and they've taken advantage of Arkansas's weaknesses. And, you know, as we are seeing right now, and it's a hard thing to realize when you're on the wrong end of it, you can get embarrassed in this league. And teams are, when you go to their place, they're ready to embarrass you. And it's going to happen again. I didn't see the telecast. I read where Dyke said if they don't grow up pretty quickly, you know, they could get blown out multiple times before this is over. And nobody's going to have any sympathy for them. So you better be ready to go. Having said all that, I expect them to play great against Kentucky. I don't know if they're going to have a great game in them this year, but if they do, this will be it. And I don't know what will happen after that, but I think they'll put a great effort out against Kentucky Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, if past indications are if the past games are any indication, the Duke game was phenomenal, and the exhibition game against Purdue was a phenomenal team performance. So when it's a big time spotlight moment, they have had a couple of instances where they have they've shown up in a big way. So,
well, I'm not going to sit here and say I think Arkansas is going to beat Kentucky on Saturday. But I do think Arkansas will play with an effort.
Did you do that yesterday? I feel like an idiot. Right. Yeah.
Well, no, there's no reason to feel like an idiot. But I do think that that we'll see them play with great effort Saturday. I don't know what's going to happen after that. I really don't. But I do think we'll see that on Saturday. Didn't see it last night. Haven't seen it as much as they'd like to. But I do think we'll see it Saturday.
Yeah, we got Chuck Barrett here with us. Here's a text, Chuck, on the McLarty hotline. It says the defense gets on fire when a laden blocker goes in.
Well, they've not turned the other guys over, even with him in the game. And I think that was one of the things that, you know, last night, turning the ball over, Arkansas's turnovers, it's 17-2 points off turnovers at one point, Ole Miss. Arkansas didn't turn it over the last 6 minutes of the half. In fact, they went the last 26 minutes of the game and only turned it over four times. And it ended up 22-4. I bring that up. That was the disadvantage in points off turnovers. I bring that up because they gave up 5 points off turnovers the last 26 minutes. That's winning basketball. Problem is they only scored 4 points off turnovers. You know, you've got guys in conference play that, you know, have 14, 15, 16 fouls and one steal.
Yeah.
And that's just not going to do it. So, yeah, they're you know, they may show some signs of life when Layden's in there. And I like Blocker. I mean, he gives good effort. He makes freshman mistakes, but he gives good effort. But as a team, they've got to force some turnovers. They got to get some points off turnovers, because they're deficient in some other areas. And when you've got a deficiency in one spot, you got to make up for it in another. And right now, you mentioned block shots. There's really not anything else statistically that you look at and you say, well, you know, they might be able to hang their hats on this. It's just not happened yet. Doesn't mean it won't, but it's certainly not happened yet.
Yeah, and the, you know, sometimes – block shots can turn into, you know, transition points, and that's not they're not really turning into anything, honestly, when they block these shots. So that's like, okay, you're doing it, but it's not really producing any fruit on the other end on the scoreboard.
Well, right, and you know, they don't force a lot of turnovers to begin with, and then when they do, they don't always score off of them. So, you know, they obviously don't mean quite as much. We can go through a whole litany of things, and I can certainly do it too, when anybody that's watched the game can, as to why they are where they are. I do know this, you only get points for putting the ball in the basket, and when you shoot sub 40%, again, you better be really good in other areas. It's not to say that you can't shoot a low percentage and still win, but you can't get out-rebounded by 12, 15 a game, which has happened too. And so, you know, again, you can go to whatever category you want to, and with the exception maybe of block shots, it's going to favor the other guys.
Yeah, yeah. The game day is a, you know, it is a cool deal. I mean, they don't go a lot of places in basketball. It's not as high profile as the football game day, but it is still a big deal that they've chosen to come here, and it's obviously more of a commentary on what Arkansas has done in recent years. That they're getting this this assignment this weekend of College Game Day.
I've got to admit, I'm not a regular viewer of college basketball game day. I watch it some. I don't watch it, you know, as much as I've watched football over the years. It seems to me like, and someone who watches it every week can correct me if I'm wrong, they may not necessarily go to the side of the hottest team.
Yeah.
They may not necessarily go to the side of the biggest game. They go to the great basketball sites in our country. And I think when, you know, Billis was here when they played Duke, and I think that, you know, ESPN's thought was, we got to find a way to get to Bud Walton Arena for game day. You know, it's one of the great venues in college basketball. We got to find a way to go there. We have it. This was obviously the game that you looked at, and you thought that would be a good time to go. As it's turned out, Arkansas is not playing well right now. Doesn't mean they won't Saturday, but I think it's a tribute to this program. It's a tribute to, you know, everything that's happened in that building since the night they, you know, ran Missouri off the floor, what, 31 years ago or however long it's been now. Pardon me. So, you know, all of those things come into play, and I think that's why they're here. It's certainly not because of the fact Arkansas is a top 10 team. That's not it. And it's not because of Kentucky. They can go to Rupp anytime they want. Oh. You know, Kentucky's got plenty of Saturday home games. If they want Kentucky, lots of chances to do that. This is about our program. It's about that building. It's about what's happened inside that building over the years. And that's why they're here. And I hope the Razorbacks can give them a great show. I hope Kentucky can too. If you've got any competitiveness about you, you know, I would think if you're a player, you've got any degree of competitiveness about you, you know, it's going to be on national television. All the people you watch are going to be watching you. You know, for those players, all the people that they pay attention to are going to be watching them and talking about them. So I would imagine they'll be motivated to play.
Yeah. Yeah. Chuck Baird with us here. Ruskin and Zach, your drive home powered by Mr. Sparky. We talked to Billis last year when he was in for one. I forget what game it was, but there, it was he came in here. It was the game where a play-by-play guy couldn't make it, so it was Jimmy and Jay Billis doing.
That's
the game
right
because of the
That's
weather.
Exactly right.
And,
that's right.
And you know, he had he was I think he was legitimately impressed with it was his first time there for a game, and then he was here earlier this year, like you said, for the Duke game again, and he'll be doing that game Saturday when they. When they play Kentucky. So I think he legitimately understands. And, you know, let's be honest, too. I mean, not to sound, you know, totally Pollyannish here, but the fans make that building. I mean, the fans are, when it's right, when the moment is right and when the team is cooking and all that stuff, that the place is, it's incredible. There are very few places that can rival it in college basketball. And it's a tribute to them, too, I think.
I've been in lots of basketball arenas when they're full and when they're empty. And when they're empty, they're just buildings. And when they're full, you know, they've got atmosphere and they're alive. And you're right. I mean, the fans are the ones that make the building. And they are the ones that have made Bud Walton Arena for years and years. Now, the flip side to that is teams got to give them something to cheer about.
Right.
I've been in that building when the team didn't give them anything to cheer about. And, you know, sometimes it was family and friends. Or that's what it seemed like. So I've seen it on both sides. I've seen it when it's jam-packed, and I've seen it when you're begging people to come in there and inflating the numbers to make it look like it was a big deal when it wasn't. So they're not to that point yet. And I think it'll be a good crowd Saturday, and I think the nation will see Bud Walton Arena alive and well, and I hope the team matches that.
I was kind of surprised last night, Chuck, at the empty seats that I saw in Oxford.
I was too. You know, me and Z talked about that before we came on the air, that, you know, this is a team that's been in the top 25. They've not lost at home. It's obviously a very different Ole Miss basketball program with Beard than it was with Kermit Davis. But then you look around the arena, and it's the same old thing.
Yeah.
You know, you look around, there's Razorback fans in every section, just like there always are when we play Ole Miss. You've got certain sections that are full. You got a decent student crowd, not great, decent, better than some, not nearly as good as, you know, a lot of the top programs. But it's just okay. But I didn't notice anything any different in their place last night than I did in the other years, when they were good and bad. It's just not a basketball school. It's just not. And but Beard will have success there, and then I suspect he'll move on somewhere else.
Yeah. Yeah, but I guess, you know, early on in Pearl's run, Auburn was not, as wild and crazy as their atmosphere is now. So I don't know if they'll show up, but
Pearl's a lot more engaging than Beard is.
Right.
Beard's a good coach. He is not a personable fellow. At least that's from the outside looking in. That's my observation. Pearl is everybody's best buddy. Yeah. You know, Pearl is Pearl's engaging with the fans. Pearl built that program down there in large part on the strength of his personality. Mm-hmm. You're right. I mean, Auburn basketball was – I mean, they, you know, Cliff Ellis was there for years, and they were okay. Kind of knew their place in the pecking order, I guess, on campus. And then they hire Pearl, and, I mean, Pearl doesn't take a backseat to anybody, you know, on his own campus or anywhere else. So I give Bruce Pearl a lot of credit. I think he's a really good coach. I think Beard's a really, really good coach, too, a really, really good tactician. But I don't think he's quite as fan-friendly as what Pearl is, and I think at a place that fancies itself a football school, I think that's important. And but now Chris Beard can flat out coach. I mean, he can flat out coach, and I don't think there's any doubt that wherever he is, they're going to win.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you win a tournament game at Little Rock. No disrespect to Little Rock, but there aren't many of those, and he's got the last one over Purdue. That's getting some work done there for sure. I remember going to a game at the Tad Pad one time, and it was loud in there. I mean, the building wasn't all that great, of course, but I mean, at least, you know, there was a crowd, and it was, you know, noisy on a Tuesday night when Arkansas was there. But yeah, the new building is a little maybe it's too nice. I don't know. I don't know why this stuff happens sometimes, but you know
the Tad Pad's still there. Still yep. There, you drive by it, and on the way to the new place. Now, look, don't get me wrong. This is a great facility that they've got. It's perfect for them, and it's a lot like Auburn's facility in terms of size. Got about 9,000, 9,500 seats in there, and it's a really, really nice basketball facility, and I know they're proud of it. I'm just surprised they don't draw a little better. Now, I will say this. The game was at 8 o'clock last night. And I don't care where you go in this league, our place included. If it's a midweek game at 8 o'clock, and I will tell you it was rainy and, you know, all the stuff that we've had in Arkansas rain-wise the last few days, it's all down there. So it was nasty, and it was an 8 o'clock game. So that could very well have something to do with it too. I'll bet if they play Saturday afternoon home games, they probably would have a few more people.
Yeah. Yeah, that's tricky, but that's the reality of the TV world.
It's the SEC network,
yep.
Man.
You got to play. Someone's got to play at 6 Central. Someone's got to play at 8, and that's the way that they the way it is with this contract sometimes. All right, we've got Chuck Barrett with us here. 866-285-4005 is how you can join us. I was watching a little bit before Arkansas's game. They were having an issue with the lights in Alabama at the start of their game.
I saw
like
that.
Half of them weren't working or something, so that was delayed, but it didn't really matter. Alabama ends up beating a good Auburn team there in Tuscaloosa, and well, the crowd was into it there, but there was a little bit of a motivating factor because one of the announcers on the game, Jay Williams, had compared the atmosphere previously in Coleman Coliseum to a tennis match. So the crowd was out to prove him wrong. Yeah, yeah, they were talking about that on the broadcast, and I think Coach Oates even brought him a tennis ball at one point in the shoot around before the game. So they were ready to show out for ESPN and there last night, and they end up getting a win over Auburn, one of the top teams, and I guess now Alabama's one of the top teams in the league now.
Yeah, all the home teams won last night, and I suspect we're kind of settling into a pattern where it's going to be that way a lot. I'm not saying they're going to win every game, but you know, sometimes during the early part of conference play, particularly the first two or three weekends, you'll see, or the first two or three weeks rather, you'll see some road teams win, but after that it begins to settle, and generally the good teams win their home games. Frankly, I was surprised Alabama didn't win by a little bit more than they did in that game. I don't know. I don't have their schedules in front of me. I'm assuming they play one another again. If they do, I think Auburn beats them in Auburn. But it's you know, Alabama's certainly good enough at home to beat most teams, and they'll win their share on the road too. I mean, I think Alabama finishes in the upper quarter of the league, fourth or fifth probably.
Now, some other news going on today in football. You've got the announcement, I guess this broke last night, but people reacting today to the Jim Harbaugh news. I don't know when something was going to happen at Michigan, but it feels like this is Harbaugh getting out ahead of the sheriff and leaving college football to go to the NFL. That's what it feels like to me anyway.
You know, from the outside looking in, that's kind of the narrative. I don't really know inside, you know, their program and everything, what it's like. I know they wanted him back. They offered him a contract in excess of $11 million a year. The NCAA, you know, they obviously had him in their sights, but it's not like they were going to run him out of college football. You know, I just think Harbaugh's he's a little bit different breed of cat, maybe a lot different. I think he wants to go back to the NFL. You know, you look at the way college football is right now, even at a place like Michigan, neither one of those jobs at those levels is easy, and I'm not suggesting it is, but there's a lot more to being a college coach now than there once was. And I'm not going to suggest an NFL job's necessarily always a better gig, but sometimes it is, and he obviously feels like right now it is.
Well, and it's some of the things we've talked about before. Like, coaches like a plan, structure, order. This is when this happened. This is when that happens. And the NFL has all that now, and college really doesn't have a whole lot of guardrails on a lot of stuff. And some of these guys are voicing their frustration. Some are just, getting out and doing something else in coaching altogether because of this situation.
Well, you know, he was also coaching at his alma mater. He was coaching at a place that means a lot to him. And as we've seen here, it's not easy to go back as a coach. When you've been a player, it's not easy to go back, because if you don't win, your legacy is tarnished. Mm-hmm. However great a player you were, if you go back and you don't win as a head coach, that's what you're remembered for. We've seen it all over the country. You know, guys go back to their alma mater and everything's going to be okay and they love the place, and, you know, then it doesn't work and they got to move away. Harbaugh just won it all at a place that he loves and still loves him. And I don't know that it's necessarily a case of getting out ahead of the posse. I think it's getting out while the getting's good. There will never be a better time for him to leave his alma mater and ride off into the sunset than right now. And there's nowhere to go but down after you win it all. So I understand why he's doing what he's doing.
So that happens today. The Falcons looks like they're going to bring in Raheem Morris, according to Schefter. So now there's two openings in professional football, Washington and Seattle. And you wonder, is Bill Belichick in play for either of these, or is he going to be sitting out the next season in the NFL?
I don't know. You know, it was interesting. I mean, it wasn't a week ago, I don't think. I'd read articles where it seemed like Belichick to the Falcons was done.
Yeah.
You know, he was going to go be their coach. He's hanging out with Arthur Blank, and he's going to be the head coach of the Falcons. But it turns out they go a different direction. I sort of think the run's up for Belichick, just to be honest. I think he's a Hall of Fame coach by virtue of the fact that he was fortunate and that he got to coach Tom Brady. I think he's a Hall of Fame coach. But the only thing that I think a team that hires him is guaranteed of is that they're going to spend a lot of money to hire him. I think that's really the only guarantee that comes from hiring Bill Belichick is it's going to be expensive.
And what – I mean, obviously, all these guys want to win, but his motivation maybe not as much on a championship, but more about cementing his legacy and passing Don Shula on the all-time wins list, which I think he's 15 away from tying Shula on the NFL all-time wins list. So, I mean, you got to weigh, you know, that kind of a balance to it also, I guess. I don't know.
Great coaches or great players make great coaches.
Yep.
I'm old enough to remember most of Don Shula's career, going back, you know, to when he was with the Colts even, before he went to Miami. I think Bill Belichick's a fine coach, but he's not Don Shula. I'm sorry, he's just not Don Shula in terms of what Don Shula did for the game. His team, you know, I don't knock Belichick. But he had Tom Brady. And Bill Belichick's a defensive coach. Bill Belichick's not the one who developed Tom Brady. He's not. He was the head coach on the team that Tom Brady played on. If there's no Tom Brady, we're not talking about Bill Belichick the way we are. He was a good coach prior to Brady. I mean, he did a good job with the Browns. And he was a good pro football guy, good coordinator with the Giants. But Tom Brady's the one that made him a Hall of Famer.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
Dogs are an important part of our lives, and keeping them protected is a top priority, especially against nasty parasites. That's why you got to check out NexGard Plus, afoxolaner, moxidectin, and pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection that kills fleas and ticks, prevents heartworm disease. Plus, it treats and controls roundworms and hookworms. That's a whole lot of protection packed into a delicious beef-flavored, soft chew designed to make monthly dosing easy and enjoyable. So the next time you're at the vet, ask about NexGard Plus Chews. They're the one-and-done monthly parasite protection you want for your dog. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I like the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Throw in some music.
We can watch the game. Or we could keep it simple.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.